This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
This is Sports Sunday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back to Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City and across the Midwest, blasting out 50,000 watts. Also available on the app, which you can get at 810WHB.com. All of our podcasts are on there, too. From yesterday, the podcast, we had Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com getting ready for training camp. Yesterday seems like 2 days ago.
We have David Leskey also, Connell, the Irish intern.
That's right, Connell McCord.
Even though he is actually a young professional and works here and at Sporting Kansas City. But yeah. Either way.
So if you missed any of the previous segments today, Seth Kaiser, who does video analysis for The Athletic on the Kansas City Chiefs, he's now doing what he's calling side-by-side videos, where he'll take a play from 3 years ago and a play from last year and put them side-by-side for individual players and decipher whether or not this player has lost a step or is the same. Did a great one on Justin Houston that we talk about in hour number one. Ali Trost from the Blue Testament did a great job talking Sporting KC and World Cup. We will definitely have her back on the show. You can check that out. And I did get a couple of replies. People are very happy with Ali and talking Sporting and love the soccer talk. But when we were talking about St. Louis and the pipeline, they said we left out Kuzain from Sporting. He's part of the St. Louis pipeline. So just get that out there. From Sean O'Hara. I'm paying attention, Sean. Get that out there for everybody.
I'll get this out there for the St. Louis contingent.
Okay.
Kansas City is the hotbed of U.S. soccer.
Well,
take that, St. Louisites or whatever it is.
One headline to keep you up to date on if you've missed any of the shows so far. News coming out of Kauffman Stadium. Two pieces of news. Jacob Junis, today's scheduled starter against the Red Sox, is headed to the disabled list. He has inflammation in his lower back. So Heath Fillmyer will get the start today for the Royals. And Glenn Sparkman has been called up from AAA Omaha. Glenn Sparkman's having a pretty good season so far. Strikeout to walk ratio of 61-11, although in his last start he gave up 7 earned runs in 5 innings. But that's the roster move today. So Jacob Junis to the DL. Heath Fillmyer will start. The other big piece of news is Alcides Escobar will not start today for the Royals. His streak ends at 421 games. Alcides Escobar. I think Royals fans would be happy if that ended sooner, but that's the way it is. So no Alcides Escobar today in the Royals starting lineup. Doesn't mean he can't come in later, but we'll see. Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News, kind enough to join us on this Sunday. Mick, how are you, and are you disappointed that Alcides Escobar's streak is coming to an end?
No, I'm not. I'm good. First of all, I'm not disappointed, but it is. I mean, that was something. What did we get up to? 450 games, something like
421.
That. 421. What was it?
421.
421. So it was a neat thing, but I mean, you just ran out of reasons to justify it with a 195 batting average, right? And no slug. Not really walking a lot, and defense was still there, but no, you ran out of reasons to justify it. I actually kind of thought it would continue just because what does it matter at this point?
Right.
You'll try to hold on to something for this team, but it doesn't, and justifiably so. Yeah, it probably should have come to an end a lot longer before this. I think everybody was surprised when he came back to the club this year. But yeah, that's a big piece of news today, and that was the longest streak in Major League Baseball. And that's a long time these days, 400 and some games. What is that, three years? Almost 3 years straight. So good for him and fighting through injuries and wanting to be that guy that gets out there each and every day and not wanting a day off. Because even the most dedicated and passionate of players will say, hey, yeah, now sit me on the sun. Okay, I'm just fried. I'll take a day. But not Alcides, and he was banged up several times over that streak. So kudos for him for wanting to come out. But look, it's big boy baseball, major leagues, and at some point you have to produce, and he hasn't been doing that for a long time.
The other piece of news, Jacob Junis goes to the disabled list. He was scheduled to start today, and in all honesty, this is kind of half-jokingly, but I mean, he's giving up home runs at a rate that's going to get him into the 40s this season, and the way the Red Sox have been hitting it out of the park here at Kauffman Stadium might be a good thing that he's not pitching today.
I wonder if it's inflammation in his lower back or inflammation
it is.
In his confidence.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I really do. In that, when I heard lower back, I'm like, at least it's not elbow, right?
Right.
Or anything like that. But then I immediately thought of the old, you know, walk by the guy in the clubhouse, kick him in the shin, and say, oh, sorry, you're on DL, guy who's on O for his last 38. So I kind of wonder if it's one of those things, just kind of give him a break as well. Give him an excuse because look, I think Junis is a good pitcher and going to be part of the Royals' future. But something like that, him shattering the Royals' home run record when it comes to giving him up, I think that can shake a kid. And so I would not be surprised if that's part of the deal. And putting him on the DL.
We're talking with Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News. You've got a Sunday sound off tonight. Do you know the lineup for tonight yet?
I do. We got one Seren Petro.
Okay.
We have Jesse Newell.
Okay, Kansas City star.
KU, new AD. And we have Therese Taylor, now of the Athletic. Just mix in some Chiefs talk there. Therese can talk about anything. So that is the lineup for tonight.
Fantastic. That'll be on at 10:30 tonight, 41 Action News. It's a must-watch for me, anyway. This Royals team, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Royals because it's getting pointless. There's the day-to-day discussion about what happened last night. There's not much for it.
None of it.
There's not much in it for me anymore. My thing is, you and I both traveled with the Royals in the mid-2000s when we were both at Metro Sports. And those teams were barely qualified as major league teams.
Yeah.
Daryl May came from Japan, and all these guys, you can go down the list. That was not Major League Baseball. That was a team that facilitated the Major League schedule. Okay. This team has all stars and gold glovers. Mike Moustakas, Salvador Perez, Alex Gordon, Alcides Escobar. They've got guys who've played in World Series and won World Series. And this team may end up with a worse record than some of those teams in the mid 2000s, but it's embarrassing because that's not how I think of this team as being one of the worst in franchise history.
Yeah, I don't either, and I've said it over and over again, but at some point, you have to. The results are going to be there. One of the questions we're going to have tonight on Sunday Sound Off is, will the Royals win not 60 games, but 50 games?
I don't think they will at this rate.
Will they win 50 games? They're past the halfway point. What do they got, 25 right now? And things aren't going to probably get better.
No,
but the talent wise, things aren't going to improve. In fact, they're probably going to go the other way, with guys being shipped off and traded, plans for the future. So, I think this, we could end up looking back and say, yeah, we were fools gold. What were we thinking? Yeah, this could be a worse team than the 06 team or whatever one you want to throw out there, because they had 7 wins in April, and we thought that was awful because they rebounded a little bit in May. And they had 5 in June.
Yeah, they almost had as many wins as players ejected.
Yeah, and then we thought, well, that's rock bottom, and now we're on July 8th, and they don't have a win yet.
No,
in July, so they're pacing for worse than that. This is putrid. The only good thing is that Baltimore's in the same boat with Kansas City, right?
So, right. Two teams that are
the last couple of years, I don't know if there's been a 100-game loser, has there? It seems like the last few years, everybody's been more, kind of closer to the middle.
Right.
There hasn't been a Yankees or a Red Sox this year just running away from everything. And there hasn't been a Royals or Orioles team that's just been stomped down.
Mm-hmm.
The haves and the have-nots of baseball have been much closer together in recent years. This year, no. It's skewed big time.
And it's weird to think of the Royals and the Orioles going head-to-head in the turd department and going for the first overall pick, because it's 3.5 years removed – from going head-to-head in the ALCS, which the Royals swept. But that's not that long ago.
No.
Good gravy. No. And I joked yesterday. I got on, you know how, we worked at Metro Sports. I would always stomp off after a bad game and say, season's over. And that would be like the middle of April or something. That was kind of my running tagline. But yesterday I got kind of thinking about it. I was like, I think they might average a win and a half a week the rest of the season. And I thought, well, that might be kind of crazy, but that could happen. A win and a half a week for the rest of the year.
I mean, 4 or 5 a month. Yeah, that's less than a win and a half a week. It's baseball, man, and things can turn around, and they can get hot. They're just not close.
No,
I mean, they're not close these last few nights. Obviously, it's against the Red Sox, and they played the Indians before that. And I guess what they lost one run game in there, but I mean, it's eye opening. It's not a bunch of one run losses and eking out victories the other teams. It's just bad baseball.
All right, we're talking with Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News here on Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're live in the Rally House studios. I guess let's talk about something positive. The Chiefs training camp will get underway. June 26th is day one. I'm imagining 41 Action News sends up their entire news team and puts a satellite inside Patrick Mahomes' dorm room up there.
If we could, we would. Absolutely. If we could, we would. I believe that would be a big, fat, capitalized, bolded no with a couple exclamation points from the Chiefs if we had anything remotely close to that. We'll have a big presence up there. I'll be up there. We'll have a news crew up there, obviously, and everything. And get the arrival, get Anthony Sherman in his whatever get-up he's going to be in, and then get Patrick Mahomes. Of course, we'll have a big deal as well, start it all over again. Talk to everybody. Football season right around the corner, and it can't come soon enough here in Kansas City. And it's funny you talk about how quickly things change in baseball. You know, the same happens in football, and just inside of town, and just how excited fans are now for the Chiefs. I don't know if I've seen it like this before.
It's been a long time. It'd be back to the 90s.
2003 era.
Yes.
When Priest Holmes, Trent Green, and company were up and running, and you had a fantastic offense then. But I mean, I don't know if it beats. I don't know if it beats a franchise quarterback. And look, I should say that the prospects of a franchise quarterback.
Right.
we don't know how to react. Now everybody's just so giddy because they've literally never had before. I love Sam Ellinger, and I didn't realize this, but according to Sam, he had a great tweet. He said the Chiefs' best drafted quarterback, the best quarterback the Chiefs have ever drafted and gone and played games in the NFL was Steve Fuller.
Steve Fuller, who played when I was a kid, yeah.
Yes, yet the Royals have drafted John Elway and Dan Marino.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And Bo Jackson.
You call it the most Kansas City thing ever, and it is. That is just that's amazing. Yes, and Bo Jackson.
that's amazing. You were talking about Anthony Sherman, and was it last year or 2 years ago? He showed up in the cutoff overalls with no shirt on.
I think that was last year. Was that last year?
I think so.
They all run together.
So if you had Anthony Sherman come in with his cutoff overalls with no shirt and Patrick Mahomes II in his jorts and his sleeveless T-Bones jersey, that's the money shot for 41 Action News right there.
No, that's it right there. I got the jorts, the T-Bones jersey. Maybe they'll all adopt that that wardrobe. It can be the, I don't know. I'm from small town Kansas, and that's not an uncommon look down there.
No, not at all. So as you're planning for training camp, is it pretty much every day is going to have something on Patrick Mahomes, and then whatever the other story is? Is that how big it is right now?
I mean, that's I mean, it's going to be. I mean, you know as well as I do. First couple days, and after the first few plays of every practice, you kind of realize, okay, this is just practice. We're dressing it up.
Right.
Pearls in the pig, right?
Right.
But it ends up being just practice, and only the diehards are keeping track of, oh, what a great play by the second string free safety against the third string wide receiver. Man, what a play there! And sorry, wake me up whenever it's, you know, the season starts. But I think this year that's gonna last a little bit longer. I mean, there's gonna be a critique of Patrick Mahomes every single play, whether it's him throwing the deep ball or play action or just handing off. Man, he's so good handing off with his left hand, right? Or just selling that fake, put the ball in Kareem Hunt's gut. He's so good at it. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of that. It'll be Mahomes until you see him in action, and real live action. Because we've only seen that once, and that was in a kind of a meaningless game against a not great team that didn't want to be there either. So I think you're right. It's going to be Mahomes mania all the way up until that opener.
I've got news for any defensive player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the defense is more important because they were so bad last year. It's more important that they improve. But not one player up in – or not one fan up in St. Joe is going to watch a minute of defense. And I'll be – you know, they move the position groups around to different fields there. You're going to see the fans just rotate around. Wherever Patrick Mahomes is, that's where the crowd's going to be.
Yeah. And look, that's how it works usually with the quarterback anyway. But, yeah, that'll be exacerbated this year. Yeah, I don't think they were – by year four, whatever it was last year with Alex Smith, I don't think there were droves of people following him around for passing to wide receivers with no defense and all the little mundane drills they do. So yeah, no, I think you're right. It's going to be all Mahomes all the time.
We're talking with Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News. I talked a little bit about this with Matt Derrick yesterday. The hard thing about training camp is, in terms of analyzing who's doing what, who's succeeding, who's failing, is they don't wear pads. It's not like when you and I used to go to River Falls and Marty and Gunther had 2 days in full pads and it was full blast all the time. When you're running around in shorts and T-shirts or even the shells, which are the soft shoulder pads, you don't really know. I mean, you can see the speed burst in guys and those sorts of things, but until you get the pads on or get in that first exhibition game, you don't know. You just don't know.
No, you don't. And I mean, shoot, what are there, 14 padded practices now for the whole season?
Yeah, it's not very many.
That was probably a week's worth about 20 years ago, or 30 years ago.
Yeah, Marty had two days, full pads.
Padded practices per day. So no, you don't. You don't. But that won't stop us from speculating and from drawing conclusions and all that, but I think it's a good thing this year, man. There's nothing going on. And the Royals, we need a welcomed distraction. The Chiefs will hopefully provide. We're still 2.5 weeks away. Is that right?
Yes.
It's been long.
Yes. July 26th.
The Royals had three in All-Star game last year.
Yeah.
And that was Moose in the Home Run Derby. That was the least interesting. And the Royals were in the race at this time. Now it's going to be one guy, whether it's Merrifield or somebody else. I don't know.
It's probably Witt.
Let's just hope he's wearing a Royals uniform at that time, right?
He could get traded and represent the Royals in the All-Star game.
How crazy would that be?
That would be awesome.
To the All-Star game as a Royal.
That would be awesome.
Traded right before the All-Star game. What do you do there? If you're a Philly, you get traded that Sunday before the All-Star game. You haven't played a game for them, but you're theirs now. Do you wear the Phillies outfit?
I don't know. That would give us something to talk about.
That would be interesting, yes.
As you talk about filling the void until we get to Chiefs training camp, you know me. I'm a soccer guy. And I've been watching all the games. Have you gotten more into it over the years, or is it, you know, the U.S. isn't in it and I'm not watching and my kids got ball games? What's your level of interest in the World Cup?
It's U.S. got to be in it. It's crazy. It's like it is hot and cold with me. It's like the Olympics. I don't care what we're doing in the Olympics. If it's the United States, I'm watching.
Curling had a large audience last year.
Absolutely, curling. But even, I don't know, checkers, right? We're playing Battleship, okay? And if it's U.S. against Russia, red, white, and blue, sign me up. I'm watching the whole time. Cornhole, right? It does not matter what it is. But then even if it's like the sport you love, like basketball. If the U.S. isn't playing, if it's France against Brazil in basketball, not watching. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I've watched this World Cup and I've enjoyed it, but the level of interest for me just dropped without the United States.
And, I get it.
In there, and I think that's probably closer than normal fans, average fans' reaction to it. But yeah, we need to get back in 2022, and we're for sure in 2026. That helps.
Yes, if you host, you're in, and that's the year they go to 48.
48.
Yeah. So
which
if you can't get in
Kansas City,
even if you weren't guaranteed
more chances to host.
Yeah, if you weren't guaranteed a spot and you could not make it with 48 teams, then you should just shut down the program.
Right.
Well, hopefully Kathy Nelson and the folks at the Sports Commission and Sporting and the Chiefs can all put together a great package and host a game and perhaps host a team that trains out at Sporting Park or Children's Mercy Park.
So. Absolutely. And then, I mean, they still have to go through qualifying, I take it, and everything?
Yes, you do have to do that, but Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. will all get spots and games. So what about this? Would this pique your interest? Initially, it was going to happen July 3rd, but now it's been pushed back. Would you sit down and watch a full round of golf? One-on-one, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, they want to play for $10 million winner-take-all with microphones on for the cameras. You can hear everything they're saying. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I'll watch it. That's A, but B, it ain't 2006.
You know? You're right.
I mean, it's nowhere near the interest I would have had a long time ago. Look, these guys are nowhere near the top golfers in the game. I mean, if you appreciate golf like I do, give me, you know, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas or something like that, or you know, Dustin Johnson, the real best players in the game. Those two, I mean, I think definitely with Tiger and probably with Phil, the time's passed. But yeah, just their personalities, and you know so much about them.
Right.
I'll watch that. Somebody said you've never known pressure until you're a billionaire playing golf for $10 million of somebody else's money.
That's what I said yesterday with Jed Marshall. I'm like, it should be $10 million out of their own pockets. I mean, Tiger's worth, what, $800, $900 million? Phil's probably worth $300 million. Put your own $10 million on the line.
I want to see just a regular round of what these guys would bet with each other and throw in a couple other guys and just see what they're – because you know there's $100,000 holes out there all the time probably with those guys, and they're playing on their own.
With Phil, Phil's got that group. He does it every week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's got a money game every week on the tour when he plays. Talking with Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. Training camp is coming up for the Chiefs on July 26th. We've got Sunday sound off tonight at 10:30. And, again, you're having Seren Petro, Jesse Newell, and Therese Paylor, who's with the Athletic, used to be at the Kansas City Star. So that'll be a lot of fun tonight. We'll hear your thoughts on the Royals, the new KUAD. I should have asked you about that, but I'm out of time here. So, Jed says I got a couple of more minutes.
Okay,
so Jeff Long, if you just said the name Jeff Long to a random sports person or even a KU alumni, you would think, who? But you look at his background and his resume, you know, big schools. He's been at Arkansas. He's been in the conference at Oklahoma. I mean, you can't work for a better AD than Joe Castiglione, who, in my opinion, is the best AD maybe in the country. And for Mizzou not to keep him years ago was dumb. But he's got a good background. He's a football guy. He used to play. He used to coach. Of course, so did Shayon Zenger. But I think he's more dialed into what you call top-level talent, and he's a better public persona. He's already on Twitter with pictures and things. He's a better public face for that athletic department.
Yeah, Shane always shied away from the spotlight. He was not a big fan of being interviewed, not a big guy, you know, coming out, you know, in front of the media and doing all that. Good fundraiser, but lacking, you know, some other areas. But Jeff Long, I knew just because of the college football playoff. He was the head of the college football playoff committee.
Right.
The first 2 years, I believe, and has been on it for all 4 years. He is off it this year. So that's where I knew Jeff Long was being the the face of that and having to come out right after the selection of the playoffs, the four teams, and explain the criteria and all the way over and all that stuff. So I've known Jeff Long for a long time, and he held that job in Arkansas for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's saying something. I think he, what I've heard from Arkansas people, he maybe hitched his wagon or trusted Bobby Petrino a little bit too long in that whole ordeal. He ended up having to fire him. But then he brought in Brett Bielema, which at the time was an amazing hire. I'm like, you're pulling this guy away from Wisconsin. He wins the Big Ten almost every year.
Yeah, he went through the Rose Bowl three straight times.
Yeah, and that didn't work out, obviously. So, you know, Arkansas decided to part ways with him. I think the biggest sign is he got fired in November and got rehired with a raise, Brad.
Yeah, yes.
In July.
I want to pull that one
that's
off.
That's how much KU thinks of Jeff Long. I think across the board in college football, he's held to that standard as well. He's made some big-time football hires. Now, look, they haven't all panned out. Talk about Petrino. Talk about Bielema at Arkansas. He also hired Alex Smith's uncle, John L. Smith, for like a year at Arkansas. We hired Dave Wannstedt at Pitt.
That wasn't a good one.
Yeah. So he's not afraid to make a splash. Now, look, Shane Zinger wasn't afraid to make a splash with Charlie Weiss.
Oh, boy.
But big names don't always work out.
No.
So, but this guy's track record for going out and getting coaches and convincing them to come to places, and so that's what he's going to need to do at KU. The only question is, when's that going to happen? You know, is it going to – I could see a deal where they're 1-6 or whatever, and it's late October.
I could easily see that, yeah.
Mid-October, yeah. It's okay, let's get our interim Clint Bowen right back in the interim spot here for a couple months, and let's get ahead of the game on the college coaching search and make sure – we are the first phone call that all of these other guys getting let go or fired or in limbo or are looking. We're the first phone call they get. So that's at this point, it's not a matter of if, it's when. I think with David Beatty. Although, hey, look, maybe they start out 3-3, but I just don't see that happening.
No.
So yeah, that's what he's clearly been brought in to do, is just change the football program. He's a football guy. He played quarterback in college. He coached football. So that is definitely his area of expertise. And, yeah, it's an interesting family dynamic. His daughter goes to Mizzou.
Yes, I saw
so
that.
Not only that, but think about it. His daughter left and went to Mizzou when he was at Arkansas. So that's robbery.
You know? 0-2.
He kind of one-ups her and goes to KU. Ah, I got you. Okay, I'll take a rivalry here. So it's funny. They both have been on Twitter kind of joking about it. So I look forward to meeting him on Wednesday when they introduce him.
Absolutely. I know you'll have that covered on 41 Action News. All right, Mick. All right. Got to take a break here. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, whatever you have planned. I know it's going to heat up a little bit, but I got out and played some golf with the boys last night. So
nice.
Hopefully find something fun to do, all right?
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That is Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. Watch him tonight at 10:30 for the Sunday Sound Off, when his panel will include Soren Petro from Sports Radio 810 WHB, Jesse Newell, who covers KU for the Kansas City Star, and Therese Paylor, who covers the National Football League for The Athletic. We'll take a quick time. What's that?
I thought Therese worked for Yahoo.
Oh, is it Yahoo? I'm sorry. I always assume now when people leave, they go to The Athletic, because that's where everybody's been going. You're right. It's Yahoo. Yeah, I stand
sorry,
corrected.
I didn't mean to cut in, but
no,
I'm like,
no. I stand corrected. I would rather be corrected than say something wrong. I mean, I already look like an idiot. I might as well correct it.
So, I mean, we all, if people listen to the show, we look like idiots all the time.
Yes,
so
I
it's
know.
Nothing new.
We do have, coming up in our next segment, something fun Jed has put together the last couple of weekends. We're doing Jedlines, where Jed will pick out a couple of sports stories and then a couple of odd stories from around the U.S. and around the world. And then I don't know what any of these stories are. I don't get any sneak peek. And then I just react to them on the fly. So we'll do that next. Jedlines with Jed Marshall. My name is Brad Porter. You're listening to Sports Sunday live from the Rally House Studios on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Sunday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This This song makes me think a little bit about the movie. What was the one with Jon Favreau and the
Swingers?
Swingers, like when they're sneaking through the back of entrance of the club to get in to get around the rope line.
Yeah, they're going to watch Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah.
That is not who this is.
No, it's not the same music, but it makes me think of that. Just kind of strolling in somewhere. Strolling into the club.
Really solid movie. One of my all-time favorites.
Oh, I love Swingers. That's in my easily top five. If it's on, I have to watch it.
In my home, I still have a Swingers poster on one of my walls.
That's not a bad way to go.
It certainly shows my maturity level.
I love the golf course they play on in that movie. That's just so awful.
Yeah.
And then they're putting. They each putt like
give you an
six
eight.
Times.
What'd you get? I got an eight.
Yeah, and the John Livingston is looking around.
Ron
the green.
Livingston.
Ron Livingston, and he's trying to add up.
I had an eight or a nine.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I had a guy tell me once, you kind of look like Ron Livingston, and I'm like, no, I don't. He's a movie star, TV star. Not even close. I'm Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I got that one. Or Carson Daly. I get that one a lot, too.
You going to start painting your fingernails?
No, but I would gladly like to trade paychecks for a year with Carson Daly.
You'd have to work so much, though. Think about his work schedule. Being up late at night, being up early in the morning.
It's about the payoff. What are you willing to sacrifice for that check? Oh, in my current place?
I'm being facetious,
and I don't mean
course.
That about 810. I'm talking about my current status. I would trade paychecks with Carson Daly. You know, if I look like Carson Daly, I could get a big job like that.
Sure.
Maybe I could work as an impersonator.
Yeah.
There's more news coming out of Kauffman Stadium. So we had two big pieces early. Number one, Jacob Junis, today's scheduled starter against the Red Sox, has been scratched. Going to the disabled list with inflammation in his lower back. Heath Fillmyer will start today against the Red Sox. And Glenn Sparkman has been called up from AAA Omaha. So probably a piggyback starting situation today. Probably Fillmyer starts and then Sparkman comes in. Item number two, Alcides Escobar will not be in today's starting lineup. So if you were headed to the ballpark looking to see Alcides Escobar start his 422nd straight game, you will be disappointed. His streak ends at 421.
And there are a lot of those fans out there that I'm sure sorely.
Absolutely.
That was the reason they were headed out today.
Well, like when the pitchers strike out a guy and you hang that K over the rail, I'm thinking like somebody had a 422 they were ready to flip over.
Maybe.
So that's not going to happen. No Alcides Escobar in the starting lineup today. Now from Jeffrey Flanagan, MLB.com covers the Kansas City Royals. Jason Hamill's going to the bullpen. Take a wild stab at who's going to start on Wednesday.
I actually already saw on Rustin's site.
Okay. Birch Smith is going to start on Wednesday for the Kansas City Royals. So there, that's a lot of news in one day for a team that just got their ass kicked 15-4. So Jacob Junis to the disabled list. Heath Fillmyer starting today against the Red Sox. No Alcides Escobar in the starting lineup. Streak ends at 421. Jason Hamill going to the bullpen. And Birch Smith will start in his place on Wednesday. So that's a lot of stuff. Ned Yost has got some balls juggling up in the air today. All right, we have a segment we started a couple of weeks ago. Jed Marshall started it called Jedlines, where he picks out things from the world of sports and a few things from outside of the world of sports, kind of throws it out there, sees what sticks, and gets my gut reaction, natural reaction to it, because I don't know what he's going to, I don't know what he's going to throw at me. And I like to ad lib, and I like this segment, so... Jed's having an extended conversation with Rudy Salazar. Are you ready for Jedlines?
I am not. I'll need just another moment. You talk about good stuff that we've had on the air earlier today, and maybe mention to check out the podcast.
Okay. Reminder to promote what we did. So here's the deal. Go to 810WHB.com. We'll have the podcast up all day. We had Seth Kaiser on earlier today, who does video analysis of the Kansas City Chiefs for The Athletic KC. And is a great Twitter follow, at RealMNChiefsFan. He was in the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, we had Ali Trost on the show from the Blue Testament. And she covers Sporting KC and all things soccer. And to follow her on Twitter, she flips her name around. And it's Trost, and you might think Troost because Kansas City, but it's spelled T-R-O-S-T. So it's Troost Ali, A-L-Y, T-R-O-S-T. A-L-Y.
Well, when I was trying to get her on the show and we were DMing back and forth, and she uh, she was like, yeah, here's my number or whatever. I was like, all right, perfect. Yeah, definitely saved her in my phone as Allie Troost. Just force of habit from living in Kansas City. And then I went back and was like tweeting and stuff. I'm like, yeah, definitely have her number and name saved improperly. But I also had Josh Briscoe's name with an E on,
the end.
For like 9 months in my phone.
Right. And you work with him every day.
I do.
Yeah, so
I'm not a bright person.
Allie Troost was fantastic. First time we've ever had her on the show, but we talked Sporting KC and World Cup and other things. She was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely give that a listen. We had some people tweet at me that she was great. So check out the podcast with Allie Troost and follow her on Twitter at T-R-O-S-T, Allie, A-L-Y. Then we just wrapped up with Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News. He's getting ready to host Sunday Sound Off tonight, 10:30 on Channel 41. With Seren Petro from Sports Radio 810 WHB, with Therese Paler from Yahoo Sports, and with Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star, who covers Kansas athletics. Laughing about something. What happened?
Rudy, just a funny. Rudy's a funny guy sometimes. He makes good jokes.
Rudy Salazar is in, and he's got baseball tonight coming up at noon, and he probably didn't know he was going to have all these roster moves to talk about.
No, Rudy's been scrambling around, but he's a hard worker and a good guy, so hopefully he'll get it figured out. But, yeah, that comes up here live at noon.
He's a good egg. That's what we used to say.
He is a good egg.
He's a good egg.
Very solid egg.
All right, if Jed Marshall is ready, we'll do Jed Lines. We need to have an intro, I guess, maybe.
I just have better music.
Just a better music. We'll take that. Jedlines.
All right, Jedline. Number one, we went over it, and you mentioned, obviously, Devin Booker signed an extension with the Suns. There are rumors about Kat coming to Phoenix. What do you think about that happening?
About who coming to Phoenix?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, yeah, they're
buddies, unhappy in Miami, or Minneapolis, excuse me. Reports are that Jimmy Butler, you know, doesn't like his work ethic, the way that he and Andrew Wiggins play.
Especially
Tom Thibodeau is Jimmy Butler's boy and coach. So there are reports that maybe Devin Booker signs and they're going to package a deal to send Karl Anthony Towns there. What do you make of that?
Boy,
how exciting would the Suns be?
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns, who was in the same draft with Devin Booker. They went to Kentucky together. Karl Anthony Towns was number one overall. Devin Booker was 13 overall. I could see that happening because I know particularly in the playoffs, Jimmy Butler was very upset with Karl Anthony Towns' disappearing act and Andrew Wiggins. And look, I saw almost, I think, every game Andrew Wiggins played at KU.
Yep.
The one thing that stood out to me, I know he averaged more points than any other freshman in KU history. One thing that stood out to me is he's not a killer. He doesn't have the killer instinct. You can be ridiculously talented, as Andrew Wiggins is, and still not be that good, not be great. He's never going to be great. Andrew Wiggins is never going to be great.
He doesn't have the killer instinct that a lot of people want to see from him. And
he just doesn't.
What's disappointing for the Kansas fans is that the guy who you really would have wanted going into the tournament is Joel Embiid, because obviously we're seeing it years later, but he is the alpha dog, wants the ball in his hand, you know, that type of player. Andrew Wiggins, unbelievable athleticism, but sure, I could see why Jimmy Butler would be upset with those guys.
If he goes to Phoenix, that would certainly put them on the right path to getting back to being relevant again, because the Suns have not been relevant in a long time.
No, they have not, but they do have a lot of young talent. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Josh Jackson obviously got DeAndre Ayton. I know that Tate and Josh Briscoe will like that Phoenix
Absolutely.
Suns talk. All right, Jedline number two. I know you're not a huge UFC fighter guy.
Right.
But Daniel Cormier did win the belt last night, and I found it entertaining that UFC always tries to claim that, you know, they're these hardcore dudes and that it's real fighting, and I, of course, know that it is. But the way that they go about it and promoting it in such a WWE spectacle is absurd. I don't know if you saw the headlines, but Brock Lesnar was sitting cage side.
Yeah.
But and he, after the match, after Daniel Cormier won, he challenged him to a fight, and Dana White apparently is going to make this happen, which to me is completely absurd. Brock Lesnar has been suspended from the sport many times for PEDs.
Right.
And again, a former WWE guy. It's just such an outlandish publicity stunt that I don't get what UFC is really trying to do.
Well, the one, they're trying to sell tickets. If you're a young up-and-comer, and look, I don't know UFC. Stephen St. John knows the UFC.
Yes.
And the guys the Border Patrol has on the show. But there are a lot of probably young, hungry fighters who would give anything to get a big fight. And if Dana White just rolls out Brock Lesnar for a match against Cormier, you're going to have some pretty pissed off guys in UFC who are waiting for their chance. They're dying for a chance. And they're not going to get it because they're going to bring back this clown?
It's kind of what they do. Look at the boxing model. That's what boxing has been doing for years and years. And the one thing that people have always said about UFC, and I give Dana White a lot of credit for building the brand into what it is today, but I also think that if they keep going down rabbit holes that boxing did, the popularity of the sport is going to dwindle, right. And it's going to just be a niche thing.
Right.
But I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
I can't tell you who the top heavyweight boxer in the world is right now. Stephen St. John's probably mad that I said that.
I think Stephen's doing other things on his day off.
I'm sure he
is. I'm sure he's
not
either sleeping
to the radio
or hanging out with his family,
yes.
I assume. All right, headline number three.
Okay.
Patrick Beverley of the Los Angeles Clippers was quoted the other day saying that he thinks that there is a contender in L.A., but that it's the Clippers.
And they just lost
DeAndre Jordan.
Jordan, who went back to the Mavericks.
They did acquire Marcin Gortat.
Hell, sign me up.
Is it all fixed?
Are they printing the championship T-shirts yet? Are they going to have them on standby, and then when they don't win, they donate them to somewhere?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sizing up a ring just yet there out there, Patrick Beverley. I did find it interesting that Mark Cuban, he was asked about bringing back DeAndre to the team. I know him as DeAndre. I'm buds with him. But they asked Mark Cuban about the last time. Remember he said he was coming to the Mavericks, and then he backed out at the last minute and went back to the Clippers, and now he's going to the Mavericks, and he said, Mark Cuban said, that was 3-4 years ago. We're about winning championships. I called him. We're cool. Good to go.
Yikes.
It's not good for owners to hold grudges against super talented players who want to play for your team.
No.
No. Patrick Beverley, though, I'd pump the brakes on the rings. The Clippers have never won a championship, so all of a sudden they're going to start now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, all right.
All right.
Moving forward, only a couple more.
Okay.
We heard from LaVar Ball yesterday.
Okay.
We are not going to hear from any of the – we're not going to hear any audio, but we did hear
– No balls today?
I will be marking that.
Okay.
And using that for later reference. LiAngelo Ball was at the airport yesterday. I found the story on TMZ. He was quoted – or he was asked if he is going to be a Laker, and his quote is, yeah, I will. Probably later. I think I will. End quote.
So that's a definite maybe?
That is a definite
now,
maybe.
He's the middle one, right?
I don't know.
The one that just went to UCLA?
Probably.
And then LaMelo
LaMelo's the youngest.
The one who's not going to school anymore and went with LiAngelo to
Lithuania. Yep, that's him.
How's that not going to school working out?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe Mrs. Ball is an educator of some kind. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I just found it funny.
If LaMelo plays, over under, well, first of all, he's got to get signed to the team, which I don't think is going to happen. He's not.
No chance.
No.
You think LeBron wants two of those fools running around with him?
No. I don't think.
And the dad clamoring around, being like, I'll beat you one-on-one. Let's play now.
I don't think LiAngelo plays 1 minute in the NBA. Unless there's some bottom-of-the-barrel team that needs to sell a ticket or two. But who's going to buy a ticket because of LiAngelo Ball?
All right, last few. We got to kind of
maybe he can go win a championship with the Clippers.
Maybe. Yeah, he needs to team up with Patrick Beverley. I found this one. What would you say, Brad, if I told you that there was a man taking a stroll naked through the city, and apparently it wasn't that big of a deal?
This would have to be like a Portland, like a Seattle.
You're on the right path. It's Burlington, Vermont, which is also a hippie area.
Yeah, I was going with hippie enclave there.
Yeah, it says here, a man has decided to take a stroll in the Bluff through a Vermont downtown, or in the Buff, excuse me, on a simmering day. The Burlington Free Press reports that a man wearing nothing but a hat, sneakers, and a lime green tote bag walked around Burlington on Thursday afternoon naked. When asked why he decided to go outdoors undressed, the man said, quote, it's very hot. He declined to identify himself. Vermont was under a heat advisory that day, predicting a 102-degree heat index.
You said he had shoes on, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, at least he had shoes on. So I was in a restaurant with my oldest kid the other day, and this teenager walked in flip-flops and then took the flip-flops off and walked around the restaurant barefoot, which I found disgusting.
I walk around places barefoot.
Well, not a restaurant.
No,
though, right?
No, I wouldn't do that. All right, I had one about a giraffe, and it's my sister Katie's birthday, but I wanted to get that out there. The giraffe one will have to wait.
Okay.
Those were deadlines.
Say, go ahead with your birthday. Go ahead.
Oh, I just gave it. Happy birthday, Kate.
There you
Love
go.
You.
All right, have that out there. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We have one more segment to go, and I just got an interesting text message from an old friend of mine. Used to play for the Wizards and Sporting KC and the U.S. Men's National Team. So a quick timeout here. You're listening to Sports Sunday. Jed Marshall is here. My name is Brad Porter. We're live in the Rally House Studios, and you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Make sure my calendar's right. Today is Sunday, right?
Yeah, I played the wrong liner. Oh, I wish it was Saturday. Well, no, I don't, because I have tomorrow off, so now I'm perplexed.
I might have tomorrow off, I think. Not sure. I'll have a honeydew list, I'm sure. This is Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jed Marshall is here. My name is Brad Porter. We're live in the Rally House Studios. Thanks to our guest today, Seth Kaiser from the Athletic KC, doing video breakdowns of the Chiefs. Says, if you think Justin Houston is a step slow or he's lost a bit, you might be wrong. So go check out his video analysis at the Athletic KC. Alec Trost covers Sporting KC and soccer for the Blue Testament website, does podcasts and videos. She was in here at 10. She was fantastic. So check out that podcast at 810WHB.com. And also thanks to Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. He'll have Sunday Sound Off tonight at 10:30 on Channel 41 with Sarin Petro, with Therese Paylor and Jesse Newell. Should be good stuff. Quickly recapping the Royals news, Alcides Escobar out of the starting lineup for the first time in a long time. His streak ends at 421 games, so no Alcides Escobar. Jacob Junis scratched from his scheduled start today against the Red Sox. Heath Fillmyer will start, and Glenn Sparkman has been called up from Omaha. And Jason Hamill is sent to the bullpen, and Birch Smith will start on Wednesday. You want what could be the quote of the year, by the way?
Let's hear it.
Just for interesting. It's not funny or anything. Ned Yost. This is from Jeffrey Flanagan, covers the Royals from MLB.com. I asked Ned why he picked today to sit Alcides Escobar. Quote, because I decided today was the day. I just decided today was it. I don't have a scientifical equation where I went out and looked at 19 different factors and looked at how the stars would line up with the moon.
Ned's in that place. It's fun. We're getting super grouchy.
Scientifical.
I will say that, I don't know, the Royals, for being as bad as they are, and we spent, I don't know, a good amount of the first hour talking about just how bad they are, they made their splash with having a bunch of news. They're like, all right, we're awful. Let's put all of these at least kind of reasons out. All of our pitchers have been hurt. That's why we're terrible.
Yeah.
So they got their face on the spotlight.
So if you're going to the ballpark today, be sure and buy a scorecard because you're going to see some different and new faces in different and new places. Royals and Red Sox. Rudy Salazar coming up next. High noon with baseball tonight. Plus, he'll have the postgame coverage immediately after the show. Or immediately after the game. I want to thank Jed Marshall for setting up another great show today. For all the podcasts, go to 810WHB.com. My name is Brad Porter. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy it. You've been listening to Sports Sunday, live from the Rally House Studios on Sports Radio 810WHB.
This is Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810WHB.